tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yes, Tony, you rocked that sucker tonight, my friend.
He did.
I can't even dance as long as he can hold that note.
I know, right?
It's from the diaphragm.
Maybe you should have pursued singing.
I tried until my fifth grade teacher told me I couldn't.
That's awful.
We heard that
story. She was truthful. It's okay.
Well, what's up, Dance Moms fans out there? Thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Reclap. Of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms After Show. I'm Candace Camacho. Thanks so much for tuning in here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss JJ Snyder is going to be out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she still in Hawaii?
No, she's not in Hawaii, but she has a project that she's working on.
Ooh.
So she might be calling
fancy.
In later. So
that top secret project.
That sounds kind of fun. And so we are here tonight to talk about Season 5, Episode 29, Baby Mama Drama.
Yes.
Yeah. Baby
Dance Mama Drama. Mm-hmm. So
we're not just talking about any old moms up in here.
Yeah.
About the baby dance mamas.
The baby dance. So if you guys are new to us and you haven't already, please head on to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and subscribe to our channel. Give this video a thumbs up. You can tweet us at #ABTVDanceMoms. You can tweet me directly at Candace_Camacho. If you're out there listening on SoundCloud and iTunes, please continue to give us 5 stars. Keep us in the 5-star category. We really appreciate all your support, and I feel a lot of momentum through the fans. So we really appreciate that, keeping it going through 29 episodes.
We so, need you
and more,
and
counting.
And you guys don't want to miss out on any of these juicy recaps that we've got going on. We had Miss Kira calling in last week, so that was pretty cool, and we found out some cool stuff.
She kind of spilled the beans a little bit.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Yeah.
So introduce yourself, beautiful personality.
Oh, is that what you were going for, Candace? Hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you can all, well, you could call me too if you have some Dance Mom cert, but tweet me at Christy Reports. I like to hear from you.
And of course, I am Tony Moore. And you can tweet me, Instagram me, Facebook me, any social media platform at Lounging with Tony.
Keeping it simple.
I just like to hold the anchor pose.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
That's very good. Well, without further ado, let's just get into it.
All right.
Shall we? Well, they're excited. There's a lot of excitement in the air at the beginning of this episode. Mm-hmm. The girls and their moms are actually at Abby's new studio here in Los Angeles.
ALDC LA.
Yeah, and it looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we all got to see it at the opening.
Yes, we saw the finished product.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get even more beautiful.
Yes.
It's going to get, much more beautiful. Did you guys, I noticed Jill did a cartwheel.
Yes.
I didn't know she could do cartwheels, but I mean, I was like, dang, these women are excited.
Yeah, that was an interesting little moment. I rolled it back a couple times.
I did too. Yeah. I was like, I wonder if I'm the only one.
Yeah, no.
Those moms are fun. So I wasn't even surprised when that cartwheel happened.
Yeah. I loved it. I love that energy. Lots of spunk.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys, Nationals are in 2 weeks. So that's the only time I'm going to say that throughout this recap, since we heard it at least 55 times throughout the episode. So I'm not going to say it again. saying it at the top so we all know throughout.
But Nationals is in 2 weeks?
Yes, Tony.
Is that 14 days, Candace?
Yes, yeah. It is. So the moms are a little bit concerned that Abby won't be as present for the kids and the team because she's going to be working on her new studio. Mm-hmm. And we all know the team comes first, but the opening of the ALDC is that same week that they have their big competition. Mm-hmm. So let's get to Pyramid. Why not?
Yeah.
In the ALDC studio.
Yes, in the ALDC studio. First on the pyramid, on the bottom, actually, we have Kalani because she wasn't in the dance.
Yes.
JoJo was next because she lost the dance.
And she forgot her dance.
And she forgot her dance.
Yes.
And next is Nia. I really did not appreciate what she said to Nia whatsoever. She's like, you let a kid walk up your back. You did what you needed to do. And I was like, that's too much. I mean, that was her choreography, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was all that was expected of her. And yeah. She did it just fine because they won first place. So, yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. She, I mean, I don't think she had any real reason to keep her in the same spot that she always is on the pyramid. But it was, you know, you showed up, you did the work, and that's all I got.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job. I just didn't like that. That was like a real bad dig, I thought. Mm-hmm. All right, now the next little tier is Kendall because she got third place. Mm-hmm. All right, she's upset, but she's still in the running for that solo. Mm-hmm. And then Maddie is next on the pyramid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love when they kept cutting to Maddie's face.
I know.
It was kind of like her face always read like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she was wearing it on her sleeve.
Mm-hmm. But you often wonder, was that her true reaction? Or was it a reaction that...
From something else.
And they pulled it to make it seem like she had the, are you serious? Yeah. Kind of a face.
I'm not up
at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I do it a lot with Melissa as well, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she was upset. She was supposed to be the feature, but Mackenzie pulled all of the focus. But I thought Mackenzie was supposed to be the feature in the first place. I never thought Maddie was supposed to be.
Well, I think Mackenzie, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, she was supposed to be the feature, but... She got it taken away, didn't she? Because she wasn't showing the
expression.
Or was that a different dance?
The way that Abby kind of
see, all the episodes are like running through my head.
Abby laid it out like Maddie was the lead, but then sort of gave Mackenzie this special part that ended up stealing the show.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So that's what happened.
Okay. Well, good, because Little Miss Mackenzie is really like stepping into her own and improving a whole lot, which is cute.
Until
and she's at the top of the pyramid.
Yes.
So she gets her little moment.
Yes. She does get
her little tiny moment.
Yes.
Right. Before actually they did the pyramid, I kind of wanted to touch on Abby saying that she doesn't think the girls are prepared. She doesn't think the girls have improved. What did you guys think of those comments?
I won't go first.
Okay. Why not?
Well, because everyone's always like, Tony's the Abby lover, and he's all up her ass because, you know, he got to go to Australia and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm still the person that started the show and, like, still has the same opinions. But I'll let someone else go first so that I don't come off as an Abby lover.
Well, Abby wouldn't respect you if you just kissed her butt and said whatever she would agree
with. And trust
me,
I wouldn't. So there's a little evidence
that he's not that way. But, this is a little bit, of course, where we're going here is like, well, Abby, whose fault is that?
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it kind of goes back to the whole stretching conversation and like, yeah, they're dancers. They've been trained how to stretch. They should know how to rehearse and stretch and keep up their skills. But not improving, I think that's probably on the instructor.
Yeah,
right?
And to piggyback off of what you said, they've been in L.A. So it's not like how they were in Pittsburgh, where they still took classes. You know, they did the show. Mm-hmm. They still lived their sort of normal life. Here, they have not only been doing the show, but they've been going on auditions, they've been booking work. Mm-hmm. So they've been doing a lot of other things, which are great, but they are not continuing the foundation that they're supposed to. So they're not taking classes. Maybe they're not going home and stretching and doing what they would normally do. Because, I mean, after, you know, like Maddie has had a photo shoot and that's lasted for, you know,
12 hours
or whatever, or for even a few hours, and you're running around and you're doing all this stuff in traffic and you're just tired. Mm-hmm. So the last thing you want to do is sit in bed and go flex. Like, you kind of want to eat a bowl of ice cream and go and roll over and go to bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I second that.
Yeah. So I think that's why she was saying what she said. And it kind of resonated with what she said about Maddie and about them stretching and all that. And I think it is her fault, because she does have to make sure that whatever they did in Pittsburgh, it's still the foundation. Mm-hmm. And you have to find time for the extra stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. All right, well, what do y'all think about that? Put that in your cap, I guess.
They're still going to say, he's supporting Abby. He's such a Abby lover, right? I miss when Tony would say, have a seat. I haven't said that in so long.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I think you should say it once, this recap, at least.
I will. I will figure out the perfect time when this
ends. All right, we'll try to set you up a good moment.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, you guys, so the solos is Maddie versus Kendall for that solo at Nationals. And then Mackenzie also gets a solo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty...
One that she's not allowed to say because it had a bad word in it.
Right. Which is ridiculous.
I thought that was cute, though, in her interview. She was like...
She's so cute.
She's like, I have a solo, but I can't even say what it is because it has a word I can't even say.
Yeah. Now, when it was about Kendall versus Maddie, did it go through your mind? Because it went through my mind, like... Are they going to equal each other? Like, are both girls going to get the full package, like, with the choreography and the movement and the time and the costume? Did that go through your mind? Because it went through my mind, and I was just like, oh, it's going to happen again.
Because, see, I'm still on the fence about choreography. I feel like, you know, as a choreographer, you want to do things with a dancer, but maybe that dancer doesn't have the ability to do that. So you have to choreograph to the ability, maybe push them, but make sure that they're still comfortable and able to do the moves set forth. We all know Maddie's abilities, so I feel like a lot of people think, oh, she gets the better choreography, but I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with this choreography is better. This person is getting better choreography than this person. You know what I mean? I think you have to choreograph to that person's ability and what they're willing to do and how hard they're willing to work.
And at the end of the day, doesn't it come down to the tricks that are in the choreography and getting points for certain elements that you try to do? And I know
and how you execute them and your lines and how you present it and how into it you are and everything like that.
We
it
have been putting a lot of emphasis on the choreography.
Yeah. Really,
but you might be right.
Because they're all choreographed by Gianna. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's kind of a dig at her, like it was a few weeks ago when they brought in the other choreographer, Kalani's choreographer, teacher, to say, like, oh, it's almost kind of like saying Gianna's giving all her good moves to Maddie, and then whatever she has left, she gives to other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's a dig on Gianna. I think it's just my opinion. And, you know, opinions aren't right or wrong. They're just somebody's opinion. But I've seen Kendall really bust a move in some group numbers, doing a lot of, like, other things. And I feel like because she always gets the prop, because she doesn't get the beautiful costume, I think it's cutting down on her confidence to really shine, because it's clear at the end when they've got their costumes on that it's lopsided. And I don't think that's fair. You know, Kendall might not have the performance level that Maddie does. Maddie has a lot more experience at this point, but I feel like it should be more fair. And I didn't feel like it was, and that upset me.
Well, you know, a legitimate point to this may be, too, that perhaps that is going on, where certain girls are getting better, quote-unquote, better choreography. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's coming from production and is a way to manipulate the results.
I think so.
More so than just Abby saying, I like Maddie, I want Maddie to win. Maybe it's just more so, no, from a production standpoint, storyline-wise, we need Maddie to win. Or we need Kendall to get second place, or we need her to not place at all. Or, I mean, that could happen.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Cause, you don't think so?
No, because let me tell you, and Abby and all the moms say this all the time. Production has no clue about dance, even though it's been five seasons. They still don't shoot it right. They still miss stuff. Like, they are not involved in the dances at all because they have no clue.
Okay, right. That's a good point, and they have said that quite a bit. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, Kendall's, her solo is inspired by Little Red Riding Hood. It's called Blowing Red. Maddie's is called The Woods, and it's a dark, dark character about a tree.
Mm-hmm. So dramatic.
Yeah, so dramatic. And then Mackenzie is bat crazy about Abby. So and
bat what?
Something bat...
She's bat stuff crazy.
I'm just so mean.
You are so mean.
I wanted to see if Candace would say it. If she would like bleep herself or like.
Do you want to see if the mama of the group would actually cuss out loud?
Say it really loud, Candace, and we'll both go beep, we promise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Do it now.
No, that goes against, you know. Who I am inside. I'm sorry, I'm just boring.
Because that wouldn't be setting a good example, right? Exactly. And we get on our soapbox about the language that's used in this show quite often.
Exactly.
And this was probably unnecessary for her song to be called this.
It was.
Yeah.
And I know that if you say that, then it's completely, like, unnecessary. So I'm happy with my opinion.
Well, I love when the moms were like, this dance is about Abby. Because she's the one that's bat crazy.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
And she didn't deny it.
Nope.
No, she didn't.
Nope, she didn't. Not at all.
So the girls are going to share talent in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the moms have a little powwow, and Kira divulges on the show, even though we already know, that she is, in fact, pregnant.
Yes.
And then there was this, like, whole little section on if she's going to get married or if she's not going to get married. And like, while I have, like, you know, my own opinion on that, I don't think it's relevant right now.
Yeah.
I'm just so blown away by how conservative and traditional Abby is on this front. I didn't realize that she was so adamant about, you know, the horse before the buggy or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I just thought it was hilarious that she was so kind of bent out of shape about it.
Yeah, wanted to throw her a bridesmaid baby shower. I was like, well, please don't do that. That is so rude.
I think the whole question of marriage came up for a particular reason.
Oh, right. Well, and Kira did tell the story he was going to propose to me in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She did, which Tony told us a long time ago.
A long time ago.
But...
Why?
We mean last week when it was okay to say it. And so I think that maybe that's where the conversation was going. Uh-huh. But the fact that Abby was so adamant about it.
Really, really funny. And then she was, like, genuinely, like, so congratulatory when she found out. Like, you could tell, like, she loves kids and, like, thinks that that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
She did have a really sweet reaction.
She did.
And I was a little bit surprised by it. And I was starting to think that... What do you guys think about this? That maybe Abby sort of regards Kira as an older teenager. Like, she doesn't consider her one of the moms. She considers her more one of the kids. And, she's going to do and say things that Abby doesn't agree with, but it's okay. She's going to forgive her. Like, just the look in Abby's eyes when Kira made the announcement and her reaction just made me think, like, it's like she's treating her like a child. Like, okay, you have good news now, and I'm mad at you, but I'm going to be sweet with you now because that's what you need, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was genuine. I think it was a genuine, like, congratulations.
Yeah.
Welcome a little baby into the world.
Well, Kira is a lot younger than, not a lot, but she is younger than the other moms, you know? So not that that matters, but maybe that is why she's kind of, you know, working that. But what did you guys think of the mom's reaction? Like, they didn't seem like...
They had probably all known for quite a while. I mean, this whole her spilling the beans thing was for the show. And
I
want to
see acting, though.
Well, you did, and it wasn't great. No. But yeah, they weren't either way, and that's what made me think they already knew, because they were like, okay, are we supposed to get excited about this now?
We already know.
And maybe it had to do with the fact that she's had so many complications, and they were probably privy to that the entire time.
Yeah.
You know, and I think just women who have had children get very nervous about
that type of thing.
Yeah,
it's a very serious thing. So then Nia gets the call of the day from Mikey Bindon. Holly gets it and then kind of makes a big production. Nia, come on out here. Mikey's on the phone. And so they're going to be shooting some kind of music video in the next week.
I think it's the video for Slay.
Yeah. With Coco Jones, right?
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they kind of make it a big deal that Abby is so fascinated about what's happening with Nia's music career and this and that. And I think it's interesting that she is very fascinated with it. What was your take on it?
I think she just got mad that Nia and Holly left rehearsal, and I really think she was going to stomp out there and be like, listen, if you're not going to be in my rehearsal right now, then you can just stay out here. But then something switched or flipped, and when she saw them being excited, she's like, oh, okay, I forgot that I was going to be fake nice Abby now, because that's what she's doing the last couple weeks. And she was like, oh. And just said her little Mikey dig and then walked back in.
Right.
She stopped herself.
I think she really went out there to be nosy.
I do.
Yeah. I think she really went out there to find out what was happening with Nia and like her music and everything. Because first of all, when you have a call, no one says like who it is. You know what I mean? Like when you get a phone call, you don't go, oh, it's my husband. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, like, no one announces that, you know? So I think it was, like, part of the show. Like, oh, it's Mikey. That means it's important. Yeah. It's Mikey.
We gotta go outside and answer the call.
It's like, I gotta take this on speaker.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think she's, like, interested in, like, what Nia's doing and wants to keep tabs on her. And she wants to make sure that Nia's not getting, like, too big for, you know, for Abby, if Nia's not like going to be offered some better opportunity than what she is on her show.
Well, and she also wants to put Mikey in his place.
Yes, she does.
That's sort of Abby's MO, like, too.
You have to wake up pretty early to be Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah, and it seemed like definitely stemmed from some situation where she was up and running and he wasn't ready yet, or he wasn't there.
Maybe
or
he was late
something.
Or maybe he's not punctual.
Yeah. Next time we run into her, we'll have to ask her about that.
Yeah. But why would Holly, like, at this point, accept a celebration from the moms? Like, they weren't, like, happy, but why would you even like expect something at that point? At this point, you know, they were like, it was so fake, too.
I think it was like, congratulations. Oh, that's wonderful. That's good.
But I mean, what would you really do anyway? Like, woohoo, high five.
Yeah, like we all got excited for the first one for all the girls, and now we're done with it. This is the same old thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it's also how you present things that can make someone kind of be like, yay for you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, as hosts and as people in this industry, when your friend walks in, they're like, yes, got that call back, or yes, booked that job, you're like, great.
Good for you.
Okay. Because really, you're like, congratulations, but you're kind of like,
why not me?
Yeah, or like, I'm not getting anything.
But I think it's when someone is celebrating enough themselves already, is that's what it is, right? Yeah. It makes you like, you know what? They don't need my congratulations because they feel pretty good about themselves already.
In all honesty, if you two book something really great, I would be totally happy for you.
Listen, I'll be honest.
That's what life's all about.
I would be like, yay, congratulations, y'all. And then on the way home, I'm like, gosh, I'm not doing something right because I'm just not getting
good. Well, that's okay. You know, that's normal.
Well, I feel like that's what they were doing. They were like, oh, I didn't get a call from Mikey Mendon. There's nothing going on with my child's
life. I'd be like, I didn't get cast for a tall black man position. Like, what's wrong with me?
I got cast as a tall white woman. Okay.
You know what? After those pictures we saw last week where you were all done up as different characters, I would believe it.
And may I add to that a very good-looking, charismatic, talented, tall black man. Thank you so much.
All guys shouldn't. Please don't.
I try to be your little dose of Prozac here every Wednesday.
Thank you. We definitely need a dose of Prozac in this industry.
All right. Well, speaking of an upper and a downer, I guess. I don't know. I probably really should not have said that. I am really sorry. I don't know what just came over me.
Nope, I liked it.
I was trying to think of something witty, but that was, like, bad. I just was going to comment.
You were thinking, hey, Dance Moms junkies.
More wordplay.
Yeah. Sorry.
I started.
You did. All right.
We all heard
it. I made Tony laugh, so that's and Christie's.
you haven't taken that class?
What?
Okay, you haven't taken it yet.
What class?
You haven't taken the boot camp?
Yeah. Our listeners don't know what that is, though.
Oh, well, I mean, sometimes...
They're listen, thinking booty camp.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's, we just have little inside joke. That's all, y'all.
Yeah, junkies.
Yeah.
But, like, not somebody who's, like, a fanatic about something, like, you know.
Yes.
Like, Christy loves reality TV. Like, yes. She's a fanatic. That's what we mean. Nothing
yes.
else.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Let's just move on. Okay, Mackenzie.
That's such the mommy and her. They're like, okay, kids, so this is what that word meant.
Just refresh.
This definition brought
Mackenzie's
to you by Candace
rehearsal is an acro jazz number. Again, it's based on Abby. Mm-hmm. And it's a very difficult routine, trick after trick. Mm. So she gets pretty upset during the rehearsal. And I don't know, which, like, I felt like she was getting the moves, like, and we got JJ on the phone. Oh. All right, let's take a call from JJ and ask her what
I was like, we have a call? Who was calling? Who got through?
Hey, girl, are you there?
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
Oh my gosh, it's good. I didn't know I would, like, get you guys live. How exciting.
Well, yeah, because we do a live
recap. This is
when
we do the Dance Moms after show.
That's right.
All right.
What's going on? What you got for us?
Hey, guys. Well, I was just calling in to tell you guys I miss you. It's like just, I'm looking at you right now on the AfterBuzz TV website. You all look fabulous tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're missing our JJ pop of color, but we did okay.
Yes, we have no hot pink.
Where are you?
I don't know, that blue, and I'm seeing cleavage, girls. Oh. Wow!
What angle are you watching from?
Speaking of a PG show. Right?
That's Candace Camacho, the mother of Dance Moms.
The mother hen.
Well, JJ, we were just talking about Holly and the phone call from Mike and the music video and all that. What's your take on what happened this episode?
Well, you know what? I'm thinking that I haven't watched it, to be totally honest with you.
Okay. Okay.
I haven't been able to watch the show from last night, you guys. It's killing me. So
now
I'm finding all about it listening to you guys.
Okay.
All yeah, because right. I've been, you know, off to Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah. And, that looked amazing.
I sent in a picture. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but I wrote a Dance Moms giant in the sand in Hawaii.
I saw it. It was lovely.
It looked beautiful.
Cool.
Yes. And not to get you off topic on what you're talking about right now, but I just have to say I was so amazed at Kiro's phone call last week. Like, that was incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, it's always fun talking to Kiro because she's no holds barred. She will tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we were just bummed we had to get off the phone pretty quickly with her. So.
Well, you know, but I know some fans were like, why'd you have to get off the phone so quick? But, I mean, it was clear to me you guys were being wrapped up, so.
Oh, yeah. We had been being wrapped up for a while, and I was afraid that they were actually going to come out here and rip the microphones from us or something.
I'm horrible with my facial expressions, by the way.
I didn't go back and watch it.
My face is so telling. I should.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it now.
Well, JJ, good luck at your meeting tomorrow.
Yay, meetings. What is it for? Are we allowed to know?
Oh, audition. I'm auditioning. Yes, I'm getting my lines ready for a snooty reporter. That's the role I'm going in for. So.
That sounds like fun. You can be snooty,
yeah.
JJ.
Yeah,
you can fit into that part.
Yeah, you totally have that.
What are you guys saying?
I mean that as someone in this industry who is uber talented, that you are able to be versatile and play many different roles, and that role is one that you should put in your little pocket, then know that you can do that.
Wow.
Look at that. Just rolled off the tongue.
Yeah. We need some applause for that.
Well done. Okay, you guys, I miss you. I'm going to continue watching. Have a great show.
Okay. Miss you.
Thank you. We'll see you next week. See you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, what was Gerald's take on Mackenzie starting to cry? Do you think she was just feeling the pressure that she wasn't going to win? Do you think she really was stressed? Like, what did you think?
It's got to stop. I don't care what the reason is. You're 10 years old. This has been a lot. This isn't one time. Yes, she's young and she's allowed to get overwhelmed, most certainly, with the position that all these girls are in. But when it's happening that frequently, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. And we've even seen her cry at auditions. I was watching some really old episodes and she was really young then. Okay, I'll give her a break. But this is a pattern with her and it's something that can inhibit her career, most certainly. Yeah. So they got to nip this in the bud. And it's too late to nip it in the bud. So we really got to shut it down now.
Yeah.
And I can't think of any more cheesy phrases. So shut it down.
I think she really wants that solo at Nationals. She doesn't think she's going to get it because her sister is going to get it. But I really think they both have a chance at getting it. I just think that the pressure gets to her.
Well, I think that, you know, she just wasn't getting the choreography. And instead of, you know, you go through that. Well, she's 10, she's a kid. But, you know, but as a kid, you just have to push through it. You either have to figure it out.
Yeah.
You have to take a moment. Or have several seats and think about it and then go back into it.
But the thing, too, is that her own mother isn't supportive of her really either. So I wonder if that she feeds into that. But I've seen several times, this episode included, that she says things that are unsupportive. Like, Mackenzie knows she's not getting a solo. You know, that's not right.
I don't know if...
Melissa doesn't know who's getting the solo.
I don't know if in this episode I would call it unsupportive. I think it's one of those moments as a parent, and you can speak in on this,
okay,
that your child is not a child anymore, and they have to kind of grow up a little. So you can't keep going, it's okay, baby. You kind of have to go, get it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you say get it together, or do you cuss and, like, bleep out in the show? Because I don't know what she said.
I'm the wrong one to ask because, listen, my mom was, my parents were wonderful parents. I was said some stuff growing up, and I turned out just fine.
Well, I think with Melissa, she just knows that with this Maddie McKenzie rivalry, production is hell-bent on making this happen, and she knows that anything that she says is going to be misconstrued into not being supportive of McKenzie or being too supportive of Maddie, so she just doesn't say anything. So her not really saying much of anything is what comes across as unsupportive, and the few little things we have heard her say could most certainly be kind of manipulated or used at the right time, or they could be old, and so I think the problem is that she isn't really saying a whole lot at all.
Right.
As a strategy. And it's making your look worse.
Right. Okay.
Or I hope so, at least.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. She does need to quit, but several things need to happen. But anyway. So their group number, always a bridesmaid. And, you know, Abby gives everybody, like, a special bridesmaid part, you know, like Mackenzie or JoJo's. It's her first wedding ever.
And she's making it all about her.
Yeah. And then poor Nia is the old hag that's been in lots of weddings. I'm like, man, this lady just can't give, like, any of these girls a break.
But I feel like that's a great depiction of bridesmaids in a wedding party. I think you have the one that, like, has never done this before, and she forgets that it's, you know, not about you. You have the person that is like, this is my 50th wedding, and I'm so over this, because it's so routine.
I don't even know 50, like, friends that would, you know, to be even be, like, in that many.
Well,
weddings.
I mean, not 50, not, but, you know, if...
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, because... When I graduated college, I was invited to so many different weddings. And so it's like, if you're that girl that, you know, everyone liked and is inviting you, and you're, you know, you're in everyone's wedding, like, in 27 dresses.
Well, Nia's position in the dance wasn't the only one that had kind of a negative connotation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the other negative connotations, like JoJo making it all about her, that's something that we know to be true about JoJo, and then she has sort of embraced that. And so the hag thing, I think, sort of seemed to kind of come out of nowhere. Abby could have maybe thought of
a different word.
Yeah. A different word, maybe.
Yeah, I thought diva. Because you know how Nia's, you know, trying to be, you know, her music and all that. So I thought she was going to give her a very, like, diva role to kind of dig. But when she said hag, I was like, hey, it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
She could have been the bridesmaid veteran.
Yes.
Oh, you're more hung up on the word that was used.
Well,
not necessarily.
Just a derogatory, you know, but whatever. I mean, it's a cute story.
Yeah.
I guess. I was a little bit nervous about them doing musical theater 2 weeks to the big day. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they came through in the end.
They did.
Mm-hmm. And then JoJo gets invited to be in the music video mm-hmm. with Nia, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
And then Kira ends up in the hospital with complications, so then mm-hmm. she's not at the competition.
Well, we can't quite just blow by this Holly music video thing, because Holly has had a big problem with all the girls not being included at certain times, especially this season. And then this was a very blatant, Nia's doing a music video, and she's invited JoJo to do it with her. Yes. And so I just thought that was very hypocritical of Holly, and I didn't really think that was a great move.
Right. I think at this point, though, we all know that there is a clear division between Holly, Jess, and JoJo and Nia mm-hmm. from Mackenzie, Maddie, Kendall, Kalani, and all the other moms.
And Holly was always the one about, no, yeah, everyone together and everyone even and listen, everyone fair, even as that happened. So she just was like,
Holly
like, practicing
is now
what
all
she's
about
preaching.
Herself. She's like, listen, if everyone's not going to be on board, and if mm-hmm. Because it's blown up in her face a few times.
That's true.
You know, yeah. So it's kind of like,
I think she's over the whole group situation.
After a while, you can't be like, let's get everyone together. You're just kind of like, okay, you go do your thing, I'm going to go do mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mikey really enjoyed working with JoJo last mm-hmm. time. Sure. as well, so he wanted to include her again, which is really cool for her, because he could ask her to do, you know, other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his choreography is perfect for her.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, that's a good match.
Yeah. Goes perfect with her bow.
Mm-hmm.
So with Kira at the hospital, Kalani didn't really seem that upset. Like, did you guys notice that?
Yeah, she was just kind of like, she's in the hospital. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's more, her health is more important than
the dance competition.
Yeah. But she's older. She's a teenager. So I think she kind of knows how to deal with things a little more.
Yeah, and it sounds like Kira's had so many complications that maybe this wasn't as scary as it's been. Or, you know, maybe Kalani already kind of had an indication that things were going to be okay. Also, we've seen her really step into this role of being sort of the caretaker and very mature.
And we saw it again this episode.
Yeah, so maybe that was part of it too. Is like, nope, I'm holding it together. You know, mom will be here and everything is fine. And thank you for your mm-hmm.
good
concern,
example.
But everything's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys say that we get to the dances?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's work it out. Okay. So first up, we've got Bat Crazy. Mm. We got Mackenzie. Her music starts early, but she doesn't seem to miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Really great tricks, really good execution, pretty confident. I didn't see as much expression as I would have liked at all. She kind of seemed to be like just hitting the moves and going through the motions.
Exactly.
I didn't like the bat costume. And I couldn't get over the black lips. I was like, it looks like she has poop on her lips. Like, so. And that's nothing against her. It's just my opinion on the lipstick.
Well, I definitely agree with you as far as the fact that she didn't show a lot of expression. She didn't really show any expression at all. And one of my favorite things about watching her dance is the word, like, spitfire always comes to mind. She just seems like this tiny little package with so many big tricks. Mm-hmm. And you can just feel the energy coming from her. And I just got kind of like, wah, wah, mm-hmm. from her today. She didn't seem into it, and I can't get into it if she's not into it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I wasn't really feeling it. This dance, I wasn't really feeling it.
No.
I wasn't really crazy for it.
I was going to say, we weren't bat as crazy over it.
We weren't as bat crazy over it.
No.
Okay. But she did do well. All right. Wait, and what do you think, Tony, about the woods with Maddie?
As you know, Maddie is, of course, a strong dancer, and she's a great storyteller. I enjoyed watching it. I thought the costume was beautiful.
Exquisite.
The costume was really good. And so I thought she did a great job. I mean, Maddie.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was clearly like a very custom, very well thought out, put together, probably had a diagram somewhere mm-hmm. about what the costume was going to be. Like, she's really becoming this tree character in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful. Like, the intricate headpiece and all of the stuff. I didn't really like the flowy thing down here, but it's her typical choreography, and she executed really well. And the music was really gorgeous as well. Much better than the bat one.
Yes.
And then we've got Kendall with Blowing Red.
I thought Kendall did a great job with it. The only thing is, why would you give her a prop if you know that she's not great with props?
Exactly.
And this is
continuously.
Yes.
Yeah. Every time.
I mean, they did a montage of it. So,
and in the montage, they showed the stick. What's that thing called? A baton?
The majorette.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Love me a majorette baton. Yeah. Let's give her another chance at that. If we want to give her a prop.
Yeah. Well, and this particular prop, this is one of those things where, like, it's all about timing. Mm-hmm. You know, you take it off, you throw it, you do something, it's supposed to be there. If you don't toss it up high enough, or you don't, you know, it's not going to be there, and you got to move on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what. And if she wasn't getting it in rehearsal, they should have fixed that. She should have just kept it on. She mm-hmm. should have just kept it on, and, mm-hmm. and no one would have known the difference.
Mm-hmm. I thought the music was pretty interesting. I mean, I wasn't like in love with it, but I felt like I wanted her to just like let go mm-hmm. and be like a little bit more free. I feel like there was no excuse for her to drop that scarf, because if you have something difficult to work with, like a prop, you have to do it 50 million times until there's like 2,000 times where you don't drop the scarf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just
in a row,
right? With not missing it. So there wasn't an excuse for that. I think she just. It kind of seemed like she just was like giving up a little bit, you know,
and.
Kind of, and then I just, her freaking costume, like, it was like, you could have bought that at, like, a Halloween shop to be little Red Riding Hood for Halloween, you know?
It's just, it was nice and flowy, and when she did her turn, like, there was just all this fabric that just, it looked beautiful to me.
It was, but if
did you
a
want
Maddie...
Some sparkle?
Yeah, well, ooh. You know, if you compare it to Maddie, yeah, I wanted a headpiece that, like, twisted around and, like, glitter and special makeup and...
Well, I think I disagree. I was kind of feeling this one right from the start.
Oh.
And I thought that she danced very maturely. Mm-hmm. And I think the wardrobe went along with that. It wasn't sparkly and young and cute. It was mature and almost, it wasn't dark colored, mm-hmm. but it was more of a dark sort of a persona that it created for her.
Yeah.
And I didn't agree with Abby's critique after the dances either. I really thought the exact opposite. I thought she did a great job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what would have added sparkle? Spray glitter. It can be your best friend.
Oh.
Like glitter in a can.
Too glittery?
Maybe Little Red Riding Hood. Maybe, you know, she doesn't sparkle, she doesn't glitter, because she's like walking through the woods. I don't know.
Yeah, listen. Red Riding Hood is just a simple girl who is going to her grandmama's house.
We got to keep that in mind.
With a basket of goodies.
With a basket of goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, and speaking of props, where was her basket?
Right.
We have to give her a prop. What about a basket?
Well, listen, she couldn't do the scarf. What was she going to do with the basket? Was she, okay, so you guys wanted her to, you know, and then like...
And then put it in the basket.
Put it in the basket, yes.
Oh, you know what she could have did? She could have, like, turned, placed the basket down, opened it, finished it, and then finished her dance inside the basket.
Yes. And then reached in the basket and got a cookie or something
like that. And then brought a cookie out and then brought it back down.
God, Tony.
Major missed opportunity.
See? Seriously.
Completely missed opportunity.
Oh, jeez.
Right? And then she could have just been, like, peeking out from the basket.
See? That would have given us something.
Yeah. All right. So, you guys, Kira is back with a clean bill of health.
Yes.
She and the baby.
Woo-hoo!
Thank goodness.
Yay.
Yeah, and then we got the group number. I thought it was, I wrote down, super cute and spunky.
It was. I thought it was really cute. I thought it was spunky. For 2 seconds, I forgot that they were supposed to be bridesmaids, because I was like, where's the bride? And I was like, oh, they're just bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought... The dresses were great because they were cute enough for the competition, but ugly enough for a wedding.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
exactly.
So I thought they each played their personas quite well. I thought they could have done it just a little bit more, just so we can understand what each person was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the ending pose was fine. Like, I caught Nia's, like, the kind of, huh. But then they all kind of did it, and I kind of wish the end pose was more of their character. Like, you know, if JoJo was like, like really like that. Yes. And, you know, Nia was all, and then, you know, just something that personified their character. But other than that, yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was fun to watch.
But I expected more of that too, especially after she made such a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. And just the only thing I notice is that Mackenzie has such a hard time getting in her right place, but you know, her little legs are just so much smaller than everyone else's, and she has to take more steps. And so I don't fault her for that, but she just is always not quite in the right spot.
Yeah.
Maybe her head hurt because of her pigtails. I mean, that could be a possibility.
Oh boy.
Stop with them darn pigtails.
But I love their hair, like slicked back with the bow on top or whatever it was. But I kind of felt like, even though I really enjoyed it, I wanted that crescendo or the high point. I felt like it was kind of like one tone, one pace throughout the number. And I really only saw like two of them acting. But I mean, you got that they were bridesmaids, but I wanted to see, like you said, more acting.
Yeah.
So Lowe's Awards. Okay, you guys.
More good news.
Yeah. Batgirl got first place.
Yay.
I mean, Batcrazy got first place. Mackenzie.
Good.
She's stepping right on up. It's pretty darn good. And in the preteen category, Miss Kendall got second place.
Which is a great showing for her. Congratulations.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great, great positioning, but she is out of the competition for the solo at the big event. And in first place, Maddie got it.
Yeah.
First place.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
And the group also won first place.
Yay!
So they're doing good. They're back to the original ALDC.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good stuff. Yeah. And then they're throwing a little baby shower for Kira, which I
thought was cute.
Yeah.
Super cute.
I actually thought production could have done a little bit better of a job. Like, I needed to see diaper cakes and, you know, strollers. Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah, well, you know, they did what they could.
Yeah. And it was sweet, but we don't get to see a lot of these moments where someone's doing something nice for another cast member and everyone's cool and happy, so
And then the drama happens.
The bat hit the fan.
Yeah. When Abby wants them to stay later than June 3rd, all the girls were scheduled to leave June 3rd. Everybody had plans. Melissa's going to Hawaii. Everybody needs to see their dad. And Abby's like, no, you're not going home yet. You go home when I say. And that didn't go over well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Jill felt like Melissa was changing her mind in front of Abby, which I didn't really see that. I saw Melissa saying, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. Like,
my kids
Abby can stay with the kids.
Yeah, she has a trip. She's going to go to Hawaii with
her
husband.
She's going to go.
Yeah.
But, Dance Mom fans, you have to realize this. They've been gone from their families for months. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, they want to go home.
Yeah, like they were in Ireland, they were in Australia, they were in L.A. before that. They're back to L.A. Like, they have not been home in months.
Living in one-bedroom apartments, sharing the same room.
Yeah. So
those are nice apartments. We don't feel bad for them there.
So it's like, I don't blame them. Like, you know, they're saying, we got to go.
Yeah.
So, there we have it. All right.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to talk about for that episode?
No.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Any
news and gossip?
Yeah, let's roll right into it. Well, you set me up perfectly for this one, Candace, because you did mention that you loved Maddie's music tonight.
Okay.
And that was sort of a special song performed by a girl named Lily Rocklin. She is a singer-songwriter. The song is called Thank You, and you can order it on iTunes. A lot of fans were going crazy over it last night.
Very cool.
And while you are over there searching at iTunes, you can pre-order Nia's new song with Coco Jones called Slay. So pick it up quick. And just to sort of keep you guys updated on where you can see your favorite Dance Moms ladies this week, Maddie was in Vanity Fair Italia, which came up
soon.
She's got a spread, an interview, beautiful photos. And she was also in the New York Post Sunday. And apparently the New York Post must have gotten some flack for a lopsided Dance Moms coverage, because then Miss Chloe was in New York Post Today.
Oh, wow.
So that's where you can catch up with all your favorite Dance Moms. And if you notice any weird tweets from Jill the last few days, her Twitter was hacked. She got twit hacked.
Oh, no.
So don't unfollow. Go back and follow Jill. Everything's cool now.
Mm-hmm.
And Booty Camp at ALDC LA is happening on the 15th. We talked about it a little bit last week.
Yes.
We now know that Molly Gray, star of So You Think You Can Dance and High School Musical, she will be there as well for those of you who are going to hit it up and learn how to dance with the ladies.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, and piggybacking off of that, for those of you who are in the LA area, make sure you visit Abby's Instagram, she always shows what's coming up with ALDCLA. Mm-hmm. And go and take classes. It's open. It's ready. They have a lot of special guests. Some of the girls have been there. Kalani and JoJo were there this past weekend. So make sure you go visit the ALDCLA and take a class. And you never know who might pop in.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to take a class, Tony?
They don't. Adults. It's they not for people our age. I was so excited. I wanted to take an adult tap dance class.
Now I'm going to have to tap myself adults. Somewhere else.
Right. Oh, well, that bummer. Might be a hint or clue. Abby, if you're watching in, adult classes, hello.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right. Anything else? Any predictions?
Ooh, let's do some predictions.
I know, Tony, you always say, I predict that there will be more
fights, drama.
I predict that we are going to see some of those fabulous hosts of the AfterBuzz TV Dance Moms After Show next week on Dance Moms.
That's
at the opening
right.
of ALDCLA.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Or that is better, or we are going to be real disappointed.
That is exciting. And I hope that they show Christy and I working the camera.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Or my single ladies dance.
That's right.
It was good times.
It was. All right. Where can they find you?
And you guys can check out my interviews from those shows and follow me on Twitter at Christy Reports and check out ChristyReports.com.
And, of course, you guys can follow me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony on my website, LoungingWithTony.com.
All right. And I have my exclusive interview with Abby Lee Miller. You can find out if she does have a boyfriend in L.A. It's up on my YouTube at New Mom, Yay. New Wife, New Life. Finally. And you can follow me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho. Thanks, you guys. Thank
See you
for
week.
Watching.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.